Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. You can just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. And as always, we deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. You will want to stay close. Two-time NBA champion with the San Antonio Spurs. He had a 13-year NBA career. Malik Rose, he is everywhere. Of course, he is the color analyst with the Philadelphia 76ers, and we always enjoy his work on NBA TV and NBA radio. It's his first time on the show. Good evening, Malik. It's so nice to have you on. Thank you.
Man, I'm going to hire you to be like my theme music or whatever. That was a hell of an introduction. Thank you for having me, Alyssa, and thanks for the introduction.
Hey, we got a power up. It is Malik Rose. So let's talk here. Big news for the 76er fans this week as they finished third in the NBA draft lottery on Tuesday night for the second consecutive season and fourth time overall. Malik, what is the biggest need for the Sixers? I mean, who should they be targeting? Is there a clear choice?
Oh, man, how much time do we have?
Go for it.
The Sixers, they have quite a few needs. Like some of the, the other teams that didn't fare as well as they wanted to fare last season record-wise. The Sixers have a lot of holes to fill. But the city really, it's odd because Philadelphia is one of the more impatient fans. They have one of the fan bases that are some of the most impatient fans. And they've really been behind this plan that Sam Hinkie has laid out. They are patient and they're waiting. They're seeing what's happening with Nerlens Noel and Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. And now they get to add another piece to that puzzle with the third pick in this year's upcoming draft. So we'll see who they're going to get. But the fans are behind it and the plan is in place.
Well, the Sixers, they're impatient, as you were talking about, but they're a very proud organization. I mean, they've produced some legendary basketball talents in Julius Erving and Moses Malone and Charles Barkley. And so my question to you is, as we look at the void that they need to fill, who do you believe would be the best point guard in this year's draft for the Sixers?
Yeah, being as though the Sixers have, two big guys in Nerlens Noel and Joel Embiid, I would think, conventional wisdom would have them looking for a guard. And fortunately for them, there are two pretty good guards in this draft. Emmanuel Mudiay, the kid that out of Texas, I'm sure you know him, and
yes,
he played over China last year, mm-hmm, and D'Angelo Russell out of Ohio State. So both those guys are really, really good. They have the measurables, like the body of today's like guard, man. I mean, today's NBA point guard is like 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", and long and athletic, and both these guys are about 6'5", and long, but they have, similar games, but a few differences. I think Mudiay is the more, the better penetrator. He can get to the rack better, mm-hmm, but I think D'Angelo Russell is a better shooter. And depending on which way the Sixers want to go, they'll decide between those two. But I don't think there's a wrong choice, when it comes to both those guards.
NBA great and analyst with the Philadelphia 76ers, Malik Rose, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are interactive. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. So just some curiosity on my part. I mean, if the Sixers could somehow draft one of these dynamic guards and continue to build on this young roster, how many more wins are we looking at for next season? Come on, be optimistic, Malik.
Okay, I'll be optimistic and say, I would say hopefully 25 to 30. Last year they had 17. It was a tough year, man. Injuries kind of hurt them, but the Sixers, they were kind of like auditioning any and everybody last year. So the team never really got any chemistry kind of. I mean, mm-hmm, they weren't like at each other's throats, but it was hard to get a rhythm because there was always somebody new on the team because Sam Hinkie wanted to look at so many different people. This year, I hope there's less of that as far as the revolving door to the locker room. And I hope they start to, build a little bit more of a foundation. I like what I see in Joel Embiid, man. I mean, this guy has the upside to be like a franchise changer. I mean, he is legitimately 7'1", just good NBA body, and he has skills, Alyssa. I mean, the guy has good footwork. He can catch the ball, and he has the range out to the three-point line. So he could be somebody that the Sixers build around, and he could be here for a long time. You add in a Nerlens Noel, who was an all-rookie team this year, first-team all-rookie, and, mm-hmm, maybe one of the guards in Mudiay or D'Angelo Russell. Then you kind of have a core, and hopefully we can see some things start to take shape for the Sixers.
How fired up do you get about this year's draft? I mean, is it more for the fans? I mean, we're talking about these guys. I mean, the young pups, they're unproven. I mean, what gets me fired up is when you start talking about free agents. I mean, these guys are going to make an immediate difference.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. It could be football, baseball, or basketball, but people go crazy for the draft. We haven't even had the draft yet.
Uh-huh.
We had the lottery, which is going to determine the draft. But I think it's just the excitement of, you know, what's new and what's exciting, what's sexy and you know, hip. And these new guys, you know, Jahlil Okafor, Karl-Anthony Towns, Moutier, Russell, all these guys, I mean, they just, you know, add to that or whatever. And I think it's all good stuff for the league. And the more excitement we can have about the game of basketball, our game, I think the better. So I'm going to stay getting excited about the draft and the lottery and the like.
Hey, Malik Rose is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. You can listen to him everywhere on NBA Radio. You can watch him on NBA TV and, of course, the color announcer with the Sixers. And I know earlier this week, Malik, you had an opportunity to sit down and talk to Tyus Jones, and he's projected to be, what, a mid to late first round pick. What were your impressions of him?
Yeah, I watched him as a player, and I liked the confidence he played with as a player. I mean, he was never afraid to take big shots, and for a freshman, he really never seemed to be fazed by the big moments, especially the Final Four in the championship game. And when we had a chance to sit down with him, Justin Termini and myself, we kind of got that from him as far as just a confident player. He had a level of humility, and you know, he was just confident in his abilities. And we hit him with some tough questions. I remember asking Tyus about, you know, the fact that he's not 6'4", and he's not, you know, overly athletic or overly quick, but, you know, he's still able to be effective. He was most outstanding player in the Final Four. How does he think his game is going to translate to the next level? What's he going to do when he plays bigger, faster, more athletic guards? And he recognized the other guards in the NBA, the top guards, you know, the challenge they face, but he seems really confident in his abilities to, one, hold his own, and two, learn enough where one day he could compete with them, and I like that.
Yeah, you talk about him being confident in his abilities. I mean, he's made the statement that he believes he is the most pure point guard in the league. Do you agree?
He probably is, just because of, you know, his floor game as far as, like, you know, anticipating the play. You know, he played for Coach K, so he's like, you know, he has two jobs out there on the floor, two point guard jobs. You know, he has to make sure everybody's
right.
In the right place.
Uh-huh.
Every turnover is his fault and stuff. So I would say, yeah, he's probably from an intellectual part of it. He's probably the best pure point guard in this draft, but that's not a slight on anyone else, because I think D'Angelo Russell, even though Moutier may be better at getting to the rack than he is, D'Angelo Russell sees the game, at least from what I can see from watching tape on him. He sees the game on closer to a pro level, being as though he can anticipate plays developing, and you can see, like, the passes out of his hands before the play is finishing being developed. So I like that. It sees, you know, shows a high basketball IQ for him, and I think there are some really, really good guards. I mean, in the top, middle, and bottom of the first round, you're going to see quite a few point guards being scooped up.
As we zero in on Tyus Jones, I mean, of course, he finished his college career, you know, winning everything, you know, winning a national title. What did he share with you about having the opportunity to play for Coach K? Because that's priceless.
Yeah, he talked about, you know, plenty of the lessons he learned from Coach K, but the main thing, I asked him to zero in on one, and he talked about communicating. You know, being a leader, he has to be able to, you know, communicate with his teammates, listen to them definitely, but being the ultimate communicator out there helped him be a better leader, and that's one of the lessons he took from Coach K that he's going to lean on most, he said, when he gets to the NBA.
76ers color analyst Malik Rose is with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We've got to step aside, and we'll be right back with much, much more and Malik Rose.